Well, good day, good day, good
Good,
day.
good. Have you moved, mate? Where are you?
I was going to say good afternoon, and I thought you might be listening to this in the morning. So,
Oh,
beyond the noon.
in the morning, in Australia
What the
or
truth?
America. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the CX podcast, R&R, with my good self, Richard Knight.
And Brian Huxtable. And today we wanted to, Rich and I, anyone would think that we kind of plan what we're going to talk about, but we genuinely don't. We genuinely have a warble about what's on our minds. And literally 5 minutes before we started talking, we were talking about, well, what are we going to talk about today? And Rich came up with this brilliant idea about talking about the new normal is everything changes. Don't you, Rich?
Absolutely. And I think it's something that we've both sort of been seeing over the last however many months. Well, particularly after COVID, I think there was a big sort of upheaval, wasn't there, in terms of what's going on and everything's changing. And then every time I sort of hear, speak to people in business, it's how's everything? Oh yeah, no, it's good. Everything's, it's picking up, but God, we're changing really rapidly. So I think it's something, it's not a new concept by any means, and it's something change is always happening. However, I think it's that pace that can be quite troubling for a lot of organizations, and particularly from a customer experience point of view, there's lots to think about, isn't there? So I think today, just in terms of what are we going to talk about and whether anybody should carry on listening. It's a good question. Should you carry on listening? I think you should, because I think we're just going to have a little bit of a warble about that change piece. And then think about how organizations can embrace that change, but also keep things consistent. So this is an interesting juxtaposition to be in, I think. So this sounds like it might be a bit of an intellectual one, Ryan. I think we're straying into new territory here.
Lord,
A
good
bit
Lord.
worrying.
You need a new partner if you want to live back the conversation. It's a great point, isn't it? Because I was out in the car a bit earlier, and I was listening to some commentary on one of the national broadcasters, and they were talking about misinformation, and they were talking about how people don't really know what to trust in terms of the information that they see. And we're recording this on the 25th of March, 2024, and at the moment there's a lot of noise around some of the royal stories that have come out around all the stuff that's gone around the king and the prince as well. And I was reflecting on it. I was thinking, that if you think about something like the royal family, or you think about something like some of our more historical brands that we've all grown up with, John Lewis, Marks and Spencer's, Boots, whoever it might be, they've kind of always been there, haven't they? They've kind of rolled with the change that goes on in society, whether that be technological change, whether that be social change, whatever it is. And the businesses that do that change well and embrace that change well do it, but they hold on to their core values. They hold on to, why you would go back and use them. So I think from my perspective, one of the things that I'm seeing, particularly with some of my clients, is post-COVID, I'm seeing lots of lovely clients that we worked with before COVID coming back to us and really wanting to understand what their customers think about them currently and what they're offering. And, is the vision and the proposition and what they're doing and their brand really reflecting what customers to now want because of this, this we've been through probably the largest period of change since the world wars. If you think about it, you think about COVID, you think about, well, firstly Brexit, then COVID, then the war in Europe, then the war in the Middle East, all of that stuff has been going on in a very short microcosm of time. So I think people are probably not indifferent to change, but they might be indifferent to, oh, there's something else, there's something else, something else. And in order to keep people sort of I was going to use the word sane, but I don't mean that. In order to keep people, I guess, grounded in reality, they look for those constants in their lives, and they look for those businesses that are
Yeah,
trusted providers, look after them, and so on.
absolutely. I think it's one of the interesting things that we also work on in terms of that customer experience point of view is around employee experience as well, and also customers' own experience of the experience they have, if you see what I mean. I've confused everybody there. But that motivation around change, being risk change averse or change friendly is quite an interesting one. So yeah, generations are coming through with different perspective on life. That idea that it is going to change tomorrow or the next day is fine. Whereas when you look at even our generation, as young as we are, obviously, Ryan, our generation, there was still that idea of, you might have a couple of jobs in your life, but you'd stay in the same sector. You wouldn't go and do something completely different, would you? Ooh, no, it's not a done thing. So I think that's also coming through in terms of the way those younger generations see being a consumer or purchasing whatever it is, being a supplier themselves. That, the idea that somebody will supply you with that piece, that product forever is gone. Doesn't mean it won't happen, but them looking elsewhere is much more likely. And we know that because we've got cost of living issues coming through, the increasing costs and got to go somewhere else, all of that sort of stuff, that volatility that's out there. So I think, from that customer point of view, that's the one thing from at least if you're listening today, viewing today, are you continually keeping your ear to the ground? Because if you're not, the way your customers are viewing your organization is changing and you don't know about it. It's pretty much it, isn't it?
And I think the other point is that we mentioned this probably a number of times over the last 75 episodes, but the narrative about your business exists, whether you choose to listen to it or not. The narrative about how you adapt to change is probably more difficult to pick up in real terms, in terms of, I went to said brand, they don't do they don't do click and collect, for example. You have to go into the stores. Now, that's a probably a poor example, but in reality, as society grows and the way in which consumers consume products and services, there are those outliers that, of course, that stay out there. Primark's a great example of that, where their website, you can clearly see what products are available, but they want you to go to the store still. So it's very much driven by their website being a view on the world, and then you go into to one of their stores. So but in general, as new ways appear to consume the service that you provide, you have to be listening. You have to be thinking about how do I do that quickly. And again, we've said this a number of times during COVID. Some of the smaller, more agile businesses that had to adapt to a world of, non sort of physical shops, for example, moved to that virtual world very quickly and were very successful on the back of it. And some have never come back. I've got a friend who has a fish business, and he used to go to Brixton Market. His dad used to go to Brixton Market every morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, go do the sale, pick the fish up, come back, load it all up, do what they had to do to it, take it to markets and sell it. During COVID, that completely changed. He now he does the sale online. His dad still does go and pick up the fish from Brixton Market. But in reality now, their wholesaling business, or not wholesaling business, there will be CP to client, business to client, a business to customer operation. All the sales come through their website, and they prepare the fish and it goes out via delivery. So that, they were a very small business in Devon who are now very successful on the back of the fact that they changed their business and they changed the way they did things by listening very quickly to customers in terms of what they wanted. So yeah, changes. Well, who said change is the constant?
Well, apparently change is the only constant. I believe it's quoted as being Einstein, but there's lots of quotes that suggest it's Einstein, but it sounds good to me. It's very scientific, but it's very true, isn't it? The only constant is change. And also the fact that this change is happening so rapidly, it's never going to be this slow again. And I believe that was Justin Trudeau, the Canadian, president, prime minister, whatever he's called. But it's very true. Everything's picking up a pace. So how do we as business owners, leaders, keep up with it? You know, it's just like, rather do we just keep looking on the internet and going, right, what's the latest bit of tech that's come through? Because presumably that will help. That will keep me up with that change. Is that the only thing we do?
Yeah, and it's a great point, isn't it? Again, we both see in the line of work that we do that most clients will say, I've invested a truckload of money in the way we process our customers or the way that customers buy from us. And one of the key questions certainly I always ask is, well, did you check with them that that's the way they wanted to consume? Or did you just assume that's the way they wanted to consume? And I think, you know, increasingly, I think businesses are getting better at that. And as I said, as I alluded to earlier in the conversation, you know, we're having clients coming back to us now to do some of that market research, that reach out, that insight gathering that is so important. And I think that one of the takeaways should be from this podcast is, you know, if you're thinking about making an investment or a big decision, or indeed thinking about listening to your customers for the first time, you know, please do it. You know, whichever way you find to do that, whether that be face to face, having a conversation, ringing them up, sending them a survey, whatever it might be, or engaging the good folk at Insight 60 to do that for you. You know, we can help with that. But in reality, you know, it's if you're blind to the way customers are feeling about the changes that are going on around them, you can't adapt to that change quickly enough for them, and therefore, you know, you don't capitalize on the business opportunities that exist.
Oh, okay. So yeah, just come back from Vietnam, and in terms of the way their business model has now changed. We had a guide who actually talked about communism 2.0 now over there, because for the however many years it's been now, they're allowed to have their own businesses. They're allowed to make money. Now there are different rules within that as well, and we're not talking all about that sort of political side of things. But you know, in terms of that being allowed, they changed very quickly in terms of making it happen, and offering services. And the tourism industry is, although it's not as busy as it or has been pre-COVID, it's getting back to where it was before. And they're providing services and a product which is pretty spectacular. You know, they've changed very rapidly around the way they can do things. So, you know, just because something's been that way for a long, long time doesn't mean that it can't be adjusted. Doesn't need to throw the bathwater out as well as the baby, but you've got to know which bits to go, or which avenues to go down to actually make those little changes. And that comes from that listening piece.
Yeah, I think as well, you know, we're at quite a pivotal time of the year. We've had kind of almost the first third of the year, haven't we, really, with as we go into Easter. And I always find this time of year quite interesting because it's, you know, without getting too arty in my assertions here, but you know, we're going into spring, rebirth, into the sun, and then we'll very quickly be in the summer months. And before we know it will be August and people will be taking a break, and then we get into that third sort of part of the year in the autumn where people are busy, 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 and then we run into Christmas. So I think, yeah, this is a good time of the year where there's still a good chunk of the year left to be thinking about, you know, what is my service provision, what is my business going to look like, you know, by the end of July, by the end of October, what are those cyclical areas going to look like? And actually, you know, it's never too early to start planning. You know, what does 2025 look like, 2026 and beyond? You know, because technological advances in the way we do things are, to your point, Rich, are never going to stop. They're always going to keep going, whether it's AI, whether it's misinformation, whether it's the way in which people purchase, whether it's, you know, whatever the external factors are. I think the stronger your brand is and the more in tune with your people and your clients you are, the more likely they are to hug you really closely when that change does happen.
And I think the first thing there, in terms of what can I do as a business? What can I do as a listener now? I think one of the first things is to go back to that idea about what is your customer goal? What is it you want your customers to say, think, and feel about your organization? It doesn't matter what the product is. Doesn't matter what the service is. What is it you want them to say, think, and feel? Simple things. Stop, think about that. That's the first place to be. And then from there, that's a great way of starting to think about, well, what sort of behaviors or what sort of processes do we then need to have in place to be able to make that a reality? So there's a nice, simple process to it. And a lot of people talk about customer experience and, oh, touchy-feely and all this emotional stuff. Absolutely, because we know emotion drives purchasing decisions and all of that lovely stuff, but there's a practicality around it. And if we can get those things sorted, you know where you want to get to, you can then start to define the behaviors and then also do some more listening. Beyond what your auntie thinks of your service, remember, she's going to tell you it's good. Don't believe her.
But don't forget, your auntie may well be right. It's right to listen to auntie as well as everybody else.
It's very true. It's very true. So yeah, I think it's a shorter, sharper little episode this week, I think, or this month, should I say?
One lovely Easter present to all our listeners.
Oh yes, and don't eat too much chocolate, everybody, because this is going out on, what is it? It'll be the Thursday, so it'll be the 28th of March.
Monday, Thursday.
Oh, get you with all your days. Yeah, but chocolate on the horizon. Don't eat too much. Enjoy your long weekend, everybody. And if you're listening to this after the long weekend, hope you had a good one.
Absolutely. And remember, if you like these podcasts, please like, share, and comment. We love recording these, love doing these, because it makes us think about life in general and warbling and. And we're getting it. And the most exciting part of this whole conversation is the fact that we're moving into the spring and the summer. And of course, the spring and summer are, of course, cider season, when people drink most cider. So,
It's good. I can't wait. Nice bit of sun out there. A few cubes of ice in your cider. Are you an ice man in your cider?
nice.
On that bombshell.
I've been right. First of all, have a great time.
Cheerio.